5:24 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, the day of Yawmul Jumu'ah, the 8th of Ramadan, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. And of course, I want to welcome our beloved teacher, senior, respected, Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Marana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Friday, with this year Ramadan 1444. Allah Jalla wa La is blessing us with 5 Fridays. So say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen for that. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa La, we focus on Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, and verses 33, 34, and 35. So, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, Kitfir now realized that his wife Zulaykha is guilty. And now the news spread in the town, in the city. She invited the ladies for a banquet and told Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Joseph, go out that side. He did not know what she had prepared and what ulterior motives, hidden agenda she had. When those ladies saw the handsomeness and beauty of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, with the knives they cut their fingers and the blood was oozing out. Now they encouraging Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah forbid, they encouraging Joseph that you must listen to what Zulaykha is saying and so forth. So Almighty Allah is teaching us now, chapter 12, verse number 33. Otherwise, if you don't fulfill my lust and passion and my craving, then you will end up in jail. This is what Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, Joseph's response is. Qal, he says, Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya. Oh, my beloved Allah, going to prison and jail is more beloved to me. Mimma yad'unani ilayhi. If you know the basics and rudiments of the Arabic language, the key word here is yad'unani. Then not only she is calling me, Zulaykha, but they all are also saying, yes, you must do that, and you must fulfill her lust and passion, Allah forbid. So, Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay, that the jail and prison is better for me compared to what they are inviting me for the vices and the haram. So many a time, today's world, people are totally innocent, but they're languishing in jail. You call that sunnat-e-yusufi. They are following the sunnah, the manner, method of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. Now he cries to Almighty Allah, only Allah can help me. I'm surrounded by these vices and these evil women. وإلا تصرف أني كيدهن. Ya Allah, that if you don't divert from me, then كيدهن, they are plotting, planning and scheming, then أصبو إليهن. If you don't help me, Ya Allah, and divert it, then أصبو إليهن, I will be inclined towards them. But he was not inclined towards them because Almighty Allah's mercy enveloped him and encompassed him. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and I will be from the ignorant ones. But this is a messenger of Almighty Allah. Allah is elevating him. Almighty Allah is going to elevate him in this world and definitely in the year after. So after his crying, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, the bushra, the bisharat, the glad tidings come. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ, and his sustainer, nourisher, responded to his dua. Today is Jumu'ah. So cry to Allah between Asr and Maghrib. Isa'i mustajaba is time when du'as are accepted. How happy, elated, delighted we feel when our du'a supplication and what we petitioning, begging Almighty Allah is fulfilled. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ, so his Almighty Allah accepted his supplication. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ, and Almighty Allah diverted from him these women, all of them, that they were the ones, remember, that they were plotting, planning, scheming. Cross-reference mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. It is the last Thursday night in the Hayat-e-Mubarakah, in the blessed life of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the Ummah, tells the Sahaba, informs them, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. So tell Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq, Thani Asnain, chapter 9, verse 40, the second of the two, he must lead the prayer. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha came and said, Ya Rasulullah, my father is Raqiq al-Kalb. He has a very tender heart. He will stand on your musalla, your place. He will cry. He'll be weeping. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Inna kunna lawa sawahibu Yusuf. So what Siddiqa that Aisha, some other wives or other ladies were there. Do you want to give the wrong message? Like how Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam's time, those ladies encouraged Zulaykha? Do you want to do that? Nay, Sayyidina Abu Bakr must perform the salat. So obviously Siddiq Hazrat Aisha's intention was nothing wrong. She just felt her father will not manage the salat. But Allah Jalla Wala gave that honor to Siddiq Akbar, that in the lifetime of the Master alayhi salatu salam, he performed 17 salat as the imam during the lifetime of Nabi alayhi salatu salam in Masjidun Nabawi. So Allah Ta'ala diverted their plotting, planning and scheming. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, verily that he, Almighty Allah, is all-hearing and all-knowing. Now, what to do? Yeah, husband, wife, have a discussion. Almighty Allah told us, informed us in the Quran, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا, the plotting, planning, remember, of the Satan, Lucifer and Iblis is weak. إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ, but when the women are plotting, planning, scheming, then it's very, very big. So she, Zulaykha, told Qitfir, that see, I'm your wife. وَإِنَّ هَذَا الْأَبَدَ قَدْ أَذَلَّنِي, and the slave here, meaning Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, he has disgraced me here in the palace, in the royal palace, and everybody knows. You have to do something, best is put him in jail. Now imagine the one who is guilty wants to roam around, and the one who is innocent must go to jail. So he also thought of it. He said, all day I'm going to have fight and all that with my wife, so better let me put Joseph in jail. Deep down he knew that Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, is 100% innocent. So that is the next verse. Thumma, subsequently, thereafter, there were meetings, there were discussions and all consultations. Then bada lahum, it became manifest to them, apparent to them. Min ba'di ma ra'ul ayat, after they saw all the signs, that that small child spoke and said that, you know what, that he, your Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, is innocent. And then they saw the kurta mubarak, the long shirt, and it was torn from the back and so forth. So all the prima facie evidence was there, and she also knew she's guilty. But what happens after that? ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَوُ الْآيَاتِ, subsequently it becomes apparent to them. After all the evidence is further investigated, so now Zulaykha must go into jail, and Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam must be liberated, emancipated. They say, no, put the slave in jail. Allah forbid. لَيَجْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينَ, surely, surely imprison him for Joseph. حَتَّى حِينَ, for a little while put him in jail. So out of sight, out of mind, then the scandal and everything will just subside. That is what they thought and so forth. Now here two issues. What happens after that? Study Yusuf alayhi salam's life. Then his brothers dumped him in the well. Then his brothers sold him as a slave. Now he's gone to prison. These are the vicissitudes, the trials one faces in life when you want to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. To you Muslim and non-Muslim listeners, I pose this question to you. How many a person who is not guilty is languishing in jail? And how many a person who is guilty are running around and they are the ones boasting that you take my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, the Jutla sentenced her for 86 years, and she's the lady, remember, because she beat the Americans and everybody in their results. They could not tolerate it, a Pakistani lady, Parvez Musharraf, the murtad, the traitor, he imprisoned her in Pakistan, and you Muslims must wake up. Then she was taken to Bagram prison, and there she was tortured and so forth, you must remember. Then from Bagram she was taken to America. Two prisons you must never forget. Bagram, there in Afghanistan, Kabul. And second one, Abu Ghraib, there in Iraq, in Baghdad. What the Americans did there and so forth. So you must remember, we have our Gitmo brothers there. All Muslim, all Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The American dictatorship and the terrorists, remember that. They have imprisoned our brothers. Those who are innocent are in jail. And the real war criminals, remember Bush, Blair, Rumsfeld, and all of them running around. So that is so-called justice in today's modern world. A great lesson from the story and of the events of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. In the ending, chapter 12, verse 111, Allah ends it off. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In these stories, events, and incidents, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take the lessons? Only those people who have intelligence and true intellect. Let us take you around the world and show you what's happening. We start with the big snake. You go to the head first, then we come to the tail. We go to America first. Now, officially, criminal charges have been laid against Trump. What was Trump doing? He was brewing a big storm. He was busy with a prostitute. Her name, Stormy. Now, Stormy has brought the chickens home to roost, you see. So now he's in big trouble now. First time in the history of America, a former president has been indicted and charged. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Again we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Almighty Allah alone. Two American helicopters, the Black Hawks, they collided with one another and they were maneuvering, showing off, and nine American soldiers dispatched straight to hell. And this happened near Kentucky. We're not speaking of Kentucky fried chicken. We're speaking of them getting roasted, toasted straight in the hellfire. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Iran, you, the companies, well done to you. So a verdict has been passed against America. America has to pay compensation to certain Iranian companies because they put sanctions on them. They place sanctions on them and they have to compensate them millions and millions. You must take them to the cleaners. All these haramis who make zulam upon us, the jutlas in Israel, your turn is coming. We're coming to you just now. So that is number three. The tensions have started between America and Israel. See, when you have, you know, batil, falsehood, it must fall apart. Innal batil kana zahuqa. So anything based on batil and falsehood must perish. NASA scientists cancelled his trip, he's forced to, by the American regime in his meeting with Israel. How's that now? So they say that things are not right. We've got tension with Israel. You can't go. So these are all the American stories and African. And remember, half American, half African. President, Vice President is now in Tanzania. She wants their support. You must condemn Russia and Putin. So they give them some money. How much? They just keep on printing what they worry. Say $500 million for you, Tanzania. You must fight terrorism and you must support us against Putin and condemn them and so forth. Now let's come to the small harami also, and that is Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. So yesterday they had a march. Who had a march? Those who are pro-BB, pro-Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir and Smotrich and all these characters, all war criminals, but only a few thousand came. And tomorrow night, Saturday night, you will see that hundreds of thousands will be marching. So the demographics have changed, that majority of the people in Israel, Jutlas, Jews, Zionists, all of them are against BB and against his regime, and they are illegal regime. And see, another thing of Israel, you Muslims better wake up, because 90% of the Muslims are half asleep. Today is Jumu'ah. You Imams, you must speak about this. You Muslims, raise your hands and speak and make dua, cry to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The apartheid regime of Israel, what their right wingers and real terrorists, on Tuesday night, that is, their Passover is starting. You know, just like Islam, the Jutlas, the night precedes the day. So Tuesday night, you must remember, their Passover is starting on the 5th of April. So that will be Wednesday and everything will start from Tuesday night. They want to bring in animals into Masjid al-Aqsa for sacrifice and make qurbani there and sacrifice it. Imagine how they want to desecrate our masjid, our mosque. We say one settler, one bullet will settle it. So make special dua for Aqsa Mubarak. Make special dua for the Palestinians. And make special dua. Allah Jalla Wala decimate and destroy the Jutlas. 200 Arabs who the march, men, women, on land day in Israel. Remember that. See, next week Friday is Easter Friday, Good Friday, Easter Monday, and so forth. So, this is their media. The attacks on the Christians are increasing and becoming more frequent. So they're against Islam, they're against Christians, they're against humanity. You call these people human beings? Nay, in the words of Gideon Levy, they are subhuman. We must remember that. American journalists arrested there in Russia. America say they're very concerned about him. For what you concerned? How many people you have arrested, tortured, murdered from time to time? And remember that U.S. see the story. They can never find peace. Last year alone, 70 U.S. people, personnel in the Navy committed suicide. So this year, what they decided, they said they're going to send more and more chaplains. The chaplains must read to them from the Bible and so forth and soothe them, you see, so they don't go mad and commit suicide. Russian ulama, we agree with you, mi'a fil mi'a, 100%. The Russian ulama passed the verdict and fatwa and said, crypto trading is haram and not permissible in Islam. Brazil and China have signed a pact to ditch the dollar, so we also must learn to de-dollarize, get out of the dollar, and so forth. And then the last story is this, the human rights chief. They said Israel is rampaging on human rights. For Israel, they can trample on anybody's rights because they say that they are the selected people. We say you're not selected, you are the cursed people forever. The day of justice. Today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, Mufti Aku with Moha Zahid Khan, 11:25, make a note of that, will be the Adhan from Makkah Mukarramah, and Sheikh Yasir Ad-Dawsari will be rendering the khutbah and performing the salat. We will translate it, inshallah, Al-Aziz, and then the dua, and then I will go yet, inshallah, to Bangla Wali Masjid. Adhan day is 12:20, and today is Jumu'ah, Friday. Read Surah Kahf, read Surah Dukhan, abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, as I mentioned to you, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week and the best month of the year, and make special dua. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Palestinians and Majlul Aqsa. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Somebody says, Ustaz, that if I am married in community of property and a fasakh takes place, do I have to give my entire share to my ex? And do I have to sit in Eidat in Ramadan? And in which house do I sit to start?
Remember, this is a three-part question for Muslims to go and register their marriage. COP, community of property, not permissible. What is the meaning of community of property? You get married, suddenly your husband is worth 1 million, easy example I'm giving, 500,000 becomes yours. But you got nothing to do with that 1 million. You got 10 million and you married ABC husband, suddenly he's the owner of your 5 million. So where's the justice? So Islam condemns that and say it's not permissible, remember that. So that's the first issue. Second issue is this, that when fasakh takes place, fasakh means when the husband is guilty, he's having a string of affairs with Tom, today you can't say, you know, what who's who in the zoo. So it can be with Tom, Dick and Harry, or Tom, Dick and Mary, and a lot of issues go on today. So anyway, so the wife got fed up, she wants and requests a talaq, a divorce, he's not prepared to do so. So she, the wife, goes to the tribunal, the scholars of Islam, and then they have a court case and they are convinced the husband is guilty. They request the husband, the tribunal, that you give divorce and issue the talaq. He says no. Then they use their overriding powers and they annul the marriage. That is fasakh, yes. If fasakh took place yesterday or today is going to take place, then iddat is compulsory upon you, whether it's Ramadan or not Ramadan. So what must you do? You must go there to the court. You must remember that and finish up that COP, and you can't claim anything from that. That does not belong to you. Totally haram for you is ill-gotten gain. What is yours, and what is your husband's. You can't use this, remember, and say that, no, I'm going to fix him up and I'll claim 50% of his property assets. In Islam, you must remember, the only way in South African context, when you register your civil marriage, you register ANC, nothing to do with a political party, the anti-nuptial contract without excluding the accrual system, then your Islamic will be valid.
I've got a Robert. He says, what did Putin do to earn respect? AK, what's that?
He earned so much respect that no American politician will ever earn that. 10 years he's warning them, don't come nearer to me. There will be dire and serious consequences for you. But you know, America, always they have the greed, just like the Jutlas, Haramis, that they want to steal every day more and more land of the Palestinians. The whole world knows they are terrorists. Occupation is terrorism, and that is 100% accepted in the world. How can you come to my area and steal my house and say we'll negotiate the outbuilding? Can you accept a thing like that? If I am there also, we'll go for broke. Either I go or you go. We will shoot it out. So that is the logical thing to do. So you must remember that. So Putin told them, how dare you come here? And Putin has got the largest amount of nuclear in the world. Therefore, America will never take on Russia directly. Even during the Cold War years, you must remember that. So now they use proxy. You see, they can't even beat Taliban. Taliban gave them in Afghanistan such a good thrashing that Trump said it was the worst defeat in America's history. 48 countries led by America, defeated by people without one plane, defeated by people who don't wear shoes, they wear sandals. And all the booty, they got spoils of war, the F-16s are moving around, and all the military vehicles are all refurbished and moving. So your Afghanistan, economically, politically, militarily, watch out for them. They're coming for you, Jutlas. I'm telling you now. That is the army of Khorasan, and that is our Taliban. So Putin warned them, so he said, come, how many more countries want to come? Come, I'm ready for you. So now Putin is playing a very good role. Therefore, we like him. He's a big harami, make no mistake of that, but you need haramis, you understand, in cases like this. So he took on America, it's their proxy war. He took on Europe, he took on NATO, he defeated the whole lot of them and warned Israel. If you fiddle, we'll blow you to pieces. So now he is getting the arms. Iran is giving him arms. He's speaking with North Korea. Hey, you need food? I'll give you food. Give me more and more arms. You don't see every second day this guy is shooting Kim Ching Chung Chung, whatever his name is. So there in North Korea, he is shooting one by one missile a day. South Korea is panicking. America is panicking. Japan is panicking. And he's telling Putin, whatever you want, I'll give you. You just give me all what I need. So they're cutting deals with Iran. You made us pariah. You called us name. So we will make our own block. And today you see how strong they are. So that is now America's policies are all boomeranging on them.
Ustad, listen to this one, Ustad. Should I support Israel or Palestine? I am an Israeli. And as an Israeli, I should, with a heavy heart, suggest you support the Palestinians. Why? Because unlike Israel, they need your support to start.
So remember, Israel is a terrorist harami from the day they were born. Do you know anything of Israel? This year, they were supposed to celebrate their 71st birthday. But you see that now they're crumbling. There is an implosion taking place from within. This is a schism and a division they can never come out from. So one side, you got the right-wing terrorist. On other side, you got the left-wing. All of them are against Palestine. When I say all, I mean majority. But remember that this is the way Almighty Allah is cursing them further. So you must be blind to support Israel. So I can't help it if you are blind, my brother. How do you justify the murder of children? How do you justify the murder of people who are innocent? Just throw bombs and so forth at innocent people. Do you know Bernie Sanders of America? So he and some other senators are saying we must investigate Israel now for the illegal arms, bombing and all that of Palestine. So remember this from the day they were born, 14 May 1948. Go and study. You must remember what Moshe, I give you one example, what Moshe Dayan did. Remember, just two few months after Israel was established in a place called Lud, he came there, you know, his one eye was damaged. So like a small Dajjal Antichrist. Nevertheless, he came and told the Palestinians, I'll give you half an hour. You pack up from here and you don't take any food, any drink, nothing. They massacred and murdered more than 400 people. You call them human beings. We call them haramis. Listen, repeat with me, Jutla. What we call them? Haramis. We call them big bees. We call them the children of Hitler. We say, and quote me anywhere in the world, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. One soldier, one bullet will settle the issue.
Allahu Akbar. I see Brother Ridwan says, which country has more oil than the US, Russia, or Saudi Arabia? Ustad?
My brother, which world you live in? Alice in Wonderland, Ridwan? Mm. So it's surprising, you know, that people don't even know basics of the world. Saudi Arabia is the biggest oil producer, you must remember that. America doesn't even come in the top, you must remember this. So you got Iran, you got Russia, you got these Arab states and so forth and so on. So America will steal oil, yes. They will steal oil from us. For what they took Saddam out? They knew there were no weapons of destruction and so forth, but they want to steal the oil from Iraq. Till now they're stealing. What they're doing there in Syria, they're stealing the oil from there, bringing it to Iraq, then they ship it to America and so forth. You must be blind if you don't know these type of things here. They are the biggest haramis, remember that. Kissinger said, we don't have friends, we have interest. So when you invade a country, so what is that? So therefore we say America are terrorists, they invaded Syria and they are there. So who invited you to Syria? Nobody invited you. But they want to be the big bully. So therefore we make dua. Allah must crush them. See, there are two helicopters crashed. Mm-hmm. And nine of them there next to Kentucky. This is not Kentucky fried chicken. This is getting roasted and toasted in Jahannam, brother, in the hellfire.
Mm. Ustad, I've got Siva from Margate. I think he's a new listener. It says, Mr. AK, what happened to South Africa?
Regarding what, my brother? Your load shedding goes on. The crime goes on. The corruption goes on. And we all make dua. What are you going to do? So you must remember that the government gets more and more bloated. And the petrol price 1 month will go up. 1 month will go down. They play yo-yo with us. You know when we were in school, we used to play yo-yo. Mm-hmm. You know, Siva, what is yo-yo? So ping-pong, you understand? If you don't know yo-yo. So that's how they play, the game they play. Now the biggest thing in South Africa is the BRICS conference is going to be held in South Africa. Now what happens? Modi is going to come here, the butcher of Gujarat, the Muslims are up in arms. Then Putin will come, those who are pro-American and so forth and pro-Ukraine, they up in arms. And then the Chinese guy will come and he is guilty of human rights abuse in Xinjiang there for Muslims. But South Africa invites everybody, my brother. So South Africa is the best country in the world. You must remember that. Just minus the crime and corruption.
I've got Raymond. He says that why do some Ukrainians have Middle Eastern names such as Malik, Daria and Shafiq? Ustad,
you must remember Muslims spread throughout the whole world. When I went to Russia, so I found the graves of Sahaba, the honorable companions and students of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Qusam bin Abbas, Sayyidina Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, peace be upon him, paternal uncle. His son is buried there, you must remember, in Uzbekistan and all that. All this was under Russia. So, you know, Soviet Union and so forth. So you must remember that the Muslims, they spread far and wide. So therefore, till today you go to Spain. Let me teach you something. You know, in Spanish and Portuguese, listen carefully what I'm saying. In Spanish and Portuguese, if you see any word starting with A-L, what we call in Arabic Al, so you must remember that the original word came from the Arabic language. They got Qantara. If you go to Spain, you go to Portugal, all that. Portugal, what it means? Burtukal. Burtukal means oranges. So, Maulana, you from that part of the world, you speak Portuguese. Mm. So, you know that. So, you should remember these type of things here. That Almighty Allah made it such that the Muslims want to move right through how we speaking here. And people in Odessa, people in Jeddah, people in America. Obviously, Jutlas, they're listening, they're recording everything. We're very happy about it. Anybody wants to record it, whether it's the politicians or the intelligence, alhamdulillah, whatever we speak, we can give you credible evidence for it.
I see Vishnu says, please don't hate me, but he wants to know what happens, what's happening to your friend, Mr. Imran Khan. I don't like him. Vishnu, Ustad.
And we don't like your butcher of Gujarat, Vishnu. So you must remember that he gave the Hindu fundamentalist terrorist 3 days to murder the Muslim men, women and children. He gave them 3 days to rape our Muslim woman. So why you don't speak of that? So remember that Imran Khan tells him what is the truth. He told him, you, Modi, you are a man of double standards. You must remember that. What good Modi did for the Muslims besides terrorizing them? And you know the Muslims, they rule India for 700 years. Your Hindutva is going to fall, Vishnu. Anything based on falsehood is going to fall. Remember, I don't know, Vishnu, what your age, but I assume you were 25-30 years old. You can tell us that afterwards. But Vishnu, if you know South Africa's history, under the Boer, under the whites, they used to say, if we start today, in 10 days' time, 12 days' time, we will be there in Cairo. Egypt will clean up the whole Africa. And they could do it. They were such a powerful army. They had nuclear and everything. Today, where they are? Where is the Clerk? Where is Bertha? Where is Foster? Where is Farhood? All sent, you must remember, to the scraps of history. So your Modi and his thugs and his goons and his terrorists, where they want to rape the Muslim woman, where they want to assault the Muslims, just because they don't want to listen to you. So what must we say? We must say that you are a terrorist then, because you are occupying Kashmir, which is majority Muslim. So you must speak, compare bananas with bananas, brother. Then you have to admit that he, Modi, is a terrorist and he is the butcher of, you must remember, Gujarat. And what's happening in Kashmir, the world is not blind, my brother. Okay, we call it the day there, because Ansar has to take their news 6 o'clock, and we also have to take our news. So my again appeal to you Muslims, make special dua for Aqsa and the Palestinian. The Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionists, they want to bring in their animals Tuesday night into Aqsa for sacrifice. So that will be, you must remember, a recipe for a war and disaster. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin. Ameen. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.